As we continue our series of shiurim on what is the halacha regarding a Yisrael and an Akum on Shabbos, so our Gemara discusses the concept, as we mentioned in our previous shiur, the concept of Oris Arisasei Ovid. The Oris is doing an Arisas, he's doing it, and therefore in such a situation, it's being done for himself, because the guy is profiting from the work that he could do on Shabbos, which he's allowed to do because he's doing it for himself. The interesting question, the Tosfos here, the long Tosfos here on Daf Chof Aleph on Mabez discusses, what is going to be the halacha regarding Kablonis, which is the primary issue discussed in Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim Simen Reish Mem Dalet. Kablonis is what's known as a subcontractor. I am building a house. A Jew is building a house. A Jewish build is building a house. They take subcontractors. A plumber, electrician, whatever, a painter, and he pays them for the job. He tells them, I'll pay you for the plumbing work. I'll pay you for the electricity, for the electric work. So he's getting paid by the job. And it's for him convenient to do it on Shabbos. He'd rather work on Shabbos than work on Sunday. What is the halacha? Do we have the concept of there as well of Oris Arisasei Ovid? So Tosfos brings three opinions. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that Kablon, if the normal way that work on building is done is in that location is the Kablonis, it's Mutter. That's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Rabbeinu Yitzchok differentiates if it's done by Faresia, that means people see him doing the work is done in a neighborhood where there are Jews, versus a situation where it's done by Tzina. But Faresia, he says, Kablonis is Osir, but Tzina, Kablonis is Mutter. Rabbeinu Meir's opinion is that Kablonis is Osir. And Tosfos explains each one of the sheets. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is based on the concept that we're learning. Oris Arisasei Ovid. And if the Minig HaMokim is to do work by Arisas, we have reason to be Mekel. And Rabbeinu Tam brings a Raya to Shita from a Mishnah, Masech to Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin HaMabez. The Mishnah says, Behillel HaMavim Kalim L'Kovitz, they used to bring their garments to a non-Jewish laundry on Erev Shabbos, right before the Shkia, and they weren't concerned that the Akum is doing the laundry on their behalf on Shabbos. Why were they not concerned? Because the Akum adopted the Nafshe of it. He was doing it on his behalf. Rabbeinu Yitzchak, following his Shita, says there's no Raya from that Gemara. Because Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, even I agree that in a situation where it's done by tzina, it's mutter. And if the laundry was being done in the privacy of that person's home, and therefore even I would agree since it's kablonis. But that has nothing to do with building a structure which is done publicly. Everybody sees that in my house, in the Jewish-owned house, and the work is being done on Shabbos. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer quotes a Rashba in defending Rabbeinu Tam. He says that who says that the laundry was specifically done in the privacy of a home? Maybe the laundry was done indeed publicly. It's also interesting to point out that the Ksav Sofer says that even Rabbeinu Tam, who is Mekel on Kablonis on Shabbos, by Avelis, Rabbeinu Tam will agree we have to be machmer regarding Kablonis. And the reason he explains is because on Shabbos, everybody knows that the typical way building is done is that you hire subcontractors that are hired for the job. Avelis people will be choshed that you try to do something to avoid the isser of doing malacha when somebody's a chamat slan on avelus. Rabbeinu Yitzchak, on the contrary, uses the Gemara Masechet Moed Katan, the Halacha and Hilchos Avelus, that says that kablonis is also when somebody's an avel, to show that just like by avelus, kablonis is asur, even though the person who has the house being built for him when he's an avel rachman tzlan, people know that the subcontractors are building for, are doing the work for themselves, still it's asur. So too is the halacha by Shabbos. Rabbeinu Meir takes a different approach. Rabbeinu Meir's approach is that when we said, when the Gemara in our Shir, in the Gemara here on Daf Chaf Alpha Mbeis, what we discussed extensively in our previous Shir, says there's a concept of Oris HaRisasi Ovid. He says what's unique about our Oris is not only is that the Oris is taking a share of the Prophet, but what's unique about an Oris is that he takes the Prophet, not money, he takes the produce. He gets a share of the produce. So the only time he says we could apply the concept of Oris HaRisasi Ovid is only when the Prophet's, when the Oris is getting from what's being worked on itself. A Kablan is not getting a shear of the building. A Kablan is getting paid a fee for his painting, for his plumbing. That's now where we use the concept of Oris HaRisasi Ovid. Certainly, the Mordechai adds that everybody will agree that in a situation where the Jew specifically asked the Kablan to do the work for him on Shabbos, that means, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, let's say you bring your laundry to the non-Jewish cleaners right before Shabbos, and you ask them to have it ready for you right after Shabbos, so there's no way that he could have that laundry ready unless he works for you on Shabbos. There, even Rabbeinu Tam will be also. Rabbeinu Avni Nezer wants to distinguish between kablonis and arisis. That it could be arisis, even if you tell him to do it on Shabbos, there maybe we could be more lenient. But kablonis that you tell him, and the only way it could get done is if it's done on Shabbos, that becomes a situation of shlichus. And as we spoke in the previous year, when the shlichus, when the akum, we're asking him to do a shlichus on our behalf, everybody will be agree also. Another example is, let's say you bring your car into the repair shop right before Shabbos, and you want it ready Matzoy Shabbos, and there's no way that that car could be ready unless the akum will repair it on Shabbos. That would be awesome. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Mem Dalet teaches us Lefika Chapoisa Kemeni Yehudi Livnus Loi Chatzeroi Koisloi. Somebody hires an Akum to build his building or work in his field. Im Hois Amalochim Bedina B'Toychet Chum. If the work is being done amongst where people live, Oslo Nichloi Lassus Malach B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask him to do malach on Shabbos. People don't know how you handed this arrangement. And say the paiskim, the bi'ar locha, a long bi'ar locha, based on what we just quoted from Taisvis, that even if the minik hamokim, everybody who works in this place, works with kablonis, still, based on the opinion that we just quoted from Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the opinion that we quoted for Rabbeinu Meir, it's also. And as the Magen Avraham explains, the reason we don't rely on Rabbeinu Tam is because it's a zelus of the Shabbos, it's a degradation of the covered Shabbos, and not only is it a degradation of the covered Shabbos, it also involves a chil Hashem, that the Akum will say, look at the Jews, they look to circumvent Shabbos. Moreover, even though the contractor, there's a very interesting point to add here. Even though the contractor is getting paid by the job, and therefore he's working on Shabbos because that's what's convenient for him, his workers are not contractors. So people looking at this happening on Shabbos do not view this as a situation of kablonis. They view this as a situation of schir yoim, because all the workers for the plumber and for the electrician are schir yoim. There are situations where the poskim were makel. In those days, the houses were made out of wood, and if there was a fire in town, quickly, rachmonos on the entire town got burnt down. So you could be left with a city where everybody is homeless. There are those that want to be makel for a shul, for a mikveh, that those that say just the opposite, we have to be more machmer on a shul, on a makom tzibur, than on a makom yochid. So therefore, the halacha is with not allowed to ask the Akum to do this work for us on Shabbos, even though he's getting paid by the job. As I mentioned before, not only is it usur, everybody will agree that it's usur. If I ask him to do the work in a way that he has to do the work on Shabbos. The example I gave of the cleaner and of the car repair, where you gave it to him in a way that it's only going to be ready on Shabbos. But even if you gave it to him in a way where technically it could be ready before Shabbos. But in order that he should not have to work on Shabbos, he's going to have to work in hours which are not normally worked on. In other words, let's say I bring my car to the repair shop Thursday evening. So yes, if the Akum will work Thursday night all night and Friday all day, he could have the car ready for me before Shabbos or by Motzai Shabbos. But who works a whole night? So by me giving him the car Thursday evening, and telling him that I want the car back by Motzoi Shabbos, I am essentially telling him that I want him to work for me on Shabbos. And that would be a case that would also be usur. However, if I hire him by the day, there it's certainly usur. Because I'm not allowed to hire, as we spoke about in the previous year, I'm not allowed to hire a guy to work for me on Shabbos. What is mutter is, let's say I hire an Akum to build a kitchen for me, and he in his shop is making the counters, is making the cabinets, and he's working on Shabbos. That is also, that is mutter, because he doesn't have to give me those cabinets. He doesn't have to give me those counters, and therefore it's his decision to give me those cabinets and counters, and therefore it's mutter.